If you've hung out with me, you know I often say the meaning of abracadabra. It means I create as I speak. And instant IP means I protect as I imagine. And so, Katie, you and I have been chatting quite a bit lately about how we need idea protection at the speed of thought. And that's the new tagline of Instant IP. I had that idea come to me while working with chat in Chicago, while ready to board a plane on Sunday. I quick did the parentheses Google, you know, and that tells me, did anybody have that before? Because I'm always checking. I don't want to steal anybody's IP. Then I went to the USPTO and I looked. So I go to those two places and it was open. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna modify what AI suggested. And now Instant IP is idea protection at the speed of thought. But why do we need today more than ever to be able to protect our ideas the moment we think about them versus 50 years ago? Oh, I got an idea. Take a few weeks. File something. Like, why today is idea protection so fast?
Yeah, I think it's such a good point, because I think we're in this age of data explosion, right? Mm. And AI and technology. So all of these things can change really fast, and sort of always, you know, somebody watching, right, or recording.
Exactly.
And even know that this is going on. So there's a much greater risk of leakage of the IP.
Oh, that's good.
Appropriation of the IP. So I think it's something, you know, you always have to be cautious about, because if you put it out there, it's going to, you know, get scooped up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking around me. I got AirPods. I got my wearable ring. I got two watches. I got my phone. Like, we live in a world today where everything's a recording device, like you're saying. I mean, the moment you're speaking on stage, we've seen it click, click, click. And click means I can post to thousands, maybe millions of people. Certainly on platforms with millions of people, sometimes billions. Facebook has over, you know, several billion users. It's mind-blowing to think that you can say something that's amazing and intellectual property and it literally shoots across the world. It's
right.
Who would have thought of that, you know, 20 years ago?
Well, I think too with the rise of social media platforms, the amplification of our messaging is so great, and the magnitude of things going viral, right? Yeah. And words getting out there, that it's the chances of it getting into the wrong hands, it's so much greater just because of the magnitude of who we can reach with our messaging too.
I've had businesses tell me, I know my competitors subscribe to my newsletter and watch my posts and listen to my podcast. We even with fake names, you know, like everybody's watching everybody. And if you're not, you're kind of unwise. I mean, it's good to keep an eyeball on your competitors, not so you copy them, but you kind of are aware of what they're doing so you can differentiate yourself. I mean, that's smart business. But yeah, there's other people who are stealing. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm going to show a graph here, but this graph is one that we use a lot here in, you know, Instant IP land. But I think, tell me, Katie, if you can see this, can you see this chart?
Yes.
But yeah, like if you have an idea and then it takes you 1 to 3 years to get a patent, which by the way, I have multiple patents. Of course, I love them. There's a purpose for them, but they're not fast, right, Katie? Even the fast is a year, right?
Right.
Trademarks, fine. You know, you can file it, but filing it, you got to say, well, what classes should I be in? And I got to do a trademark search, and you know, I got to get the papers ready. And again, like the whole process, I even looked yesterday at the USPTO and I said, how long does it take? And they're saying about 12 to 18 months. And then they said, but 6 months might be your first office action. So then again, this is like friction.
Right.
And then you helped Tanisha and I recently with copyrights, but you know, we're still waiting on some of them, and some of them they're like, well, you did this, you know, differently because you already had a copyright and now it's a transfer. Like, so all I'm saying is that these things are not bad. They each have their place, but they're not known as fast. Would you agree?
That's right. Exactly. And I think too, what we've seen, what's interesting this year too, is with the government shutdown, normally these offices stay open because they're self-sustaining through the fees that they charge. But what's interesting is that several of the different offices at the USPTO actually shut down.
Wow.
During the shutdown. So there was also this kind of huge backlog of activity because of that going on too.
Yeah. So I'm so glad that 4 years ago we started the process, instant IP. It was somewhere out there. I say ideas don't come to you, they come through you. I mean, that's not my own quote. I've heard a lot of people say it. But there was this concept of, well, what about blockchain? There's a global digital distributed ledger. And it was clunky. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was clunky to take an idea and put it on the blockchain. Katie, it took us a year to get 24 hours, you know, and we were like, oh, that's cool. 24 hours. And then we kept investing time and money. And I got to give teammate AI a shout out, and Evan Ryan and Travis, my tech guy. But like, we got the whole team on it and we got it down to 24 seconds. That's pretty slick. So like, I want people to realize this, like, you can have an idea, you can open your smartphone, you can type the text, copy paste it, you can upload a file, you can upload a video, like whatever you got that IP in format, you press a button, and because of instant IP, the way it works, we turn that into a smart contract, and literally 24 seconds later, you can sell it, license it, transfer it. It's timestamped forever. Nobody can say, well, you know what? I had that before you. So that's why, Katie, I could sit at an airport, have an idea, and be like, oh, I'm going to be on a webinar tomorrow and teach that. But before I promote it, I better protect it. So why do you think, Katie, that protecting before promoting is essential?
Yeah. I think because, well, you know, a couple of reasons. Number one, because of the ability to, you know, anyone to whip out a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
And start recording you. And so that's a potential opportunity for them to steal that from you. And then in the United States, you're talking about, an invention, right? We're kind of one of the only countries where we have this 1 year grace period, where up to a year after you've made your first public disclosure of your invention, you can then still file a patent for it. But in other countries, especially places like Europe, any public disclosure before you patent it is an absolute bar to patentability. So it creates hurdles. And you know, I've seen this play out way too many times where people just aren't even aware of this, right? And so they want to publish, they want to get their work out there, and then they'll come to me a few years later and we, you know, kind of uncover that this has already been put out there, and then we've got a bit of a problem at that point. So it's always kind of a moving target. And that's why kind of being intentional and, you know, figuring out what you're going to be disclosing and not, and having a strategy in place, it becomes very important.
Absolutely. So important. And the danger, folks, is that you sit on the idea. Like I've heard this so often. Oh, I had an idea. In fact, I don't know if you ever had this happen, Katie, but like you're sitting with a friend and they're watching a commercial and they're like, "Oh, I had that idea. I had that idea 5 years ago. That was my idea." And it's like, "Well, too bad." Like you didn't do anything. And so you don't get credit for having an idea. You get credit for acting on the idea. And the first act, I would say, is protecting it.
That's right. Yep. That's the absolute kind of bare minimum before you start to really talk about it and promote it and tell others about it, because you need to kind of get it locked down before you can go really monetize it.
Right. So we have this process with Instant IP where it's publish, protect, promote, profit. And a lot of people will see that as linear. Oh, you know, I publish it, I protect it, I promote it, and I profit from it after it's all done. But Katie, I gave the analogy to you that pre-show. Who's going to get more engagement online? The woman who says, "I had a baby last night. The baby came," and she'll get some likes, she'll get some comments, she'll get some well wishes. That's cool. And people will be like, "Awesome." It's the same person who's like, "I published my book yesterday." Everyone's like, "Sweet. Awesome." But the person who, the lady who says, "I just found out I'm pregnant," gender reveal, name picking, nursery painting, first outfit picking out, like, and then, "Oh, I had a baby." That person's going to have this huge, we call it crowdsourcing of support. And that woman's going to get a ton of engagement because they were with her in the promotion period, if you will. It's the same thing we see with our authors, Katie, as we're working with our ghostwriting team. If an author's sitting there and they have a great session with a ghostwriter, in chapter one, they created this amazing framework. If they quick jump online while the energy's there and the passion's there and say, "Oh my gosh, I was just working with my team and we're working on a book in chapter one, we have this amazing framework, and let me tell you about it." Now all of a sudden people are like, "Oh, I want to get that book." You know, because the studies show you need to be exposed to a book or any service 7 times. Like very few people are like Wiggin and Dana law firm. "Oh, I'm in." They almost have to be exposed to it. They have to hear about it a bunch of times. Then they're in. Right? So the goal is like, don't promote your idea months after the energy's gone and the book's finally out. Now, like in the moment, publish, protect, promote, profit. And some of our authors are even hearing people say, "I can't wait for you to speak on that idea. We're having an event. Let's book you." And they're even making money off their idea before the book's published.
That's right. Well, and it's all about taking someone along for the journey, right? If you just, it's sort of like these Instagram pages where it's like a faceless page, right? I feel like they don't get nearly as much engagement as the person who has the Instagram page and they're on there, showing themselves, taking them along through their life, meeting their family. Like it just, the user experience is that much different. And I think with IP, it's the same sort of thing where, if someone doesn't understand your IP, or really if they can't understand the value of it or what it's protecting, it's going to be a very hard sell to license it or sell it or partner with that person. But
this is good.
If you can kind of take them along as part of the experience of, here was my thought creation, here's how I protected it first, here's my ideal customer, right? Here's my product line. It makes it a totally different experience for that user.
All right, Katie, you just gave me some IP. Ready for this? You ready for this? Emotionalized IP becomes monetized IP.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Like that?
But I mean, that's what you said. Like, you were saying the customer, you know, the journey, we got to get that emotional connection. And once we have an emotional connection with your IP, even if it's your NIL, your name, image, likeness, your brand, the monetization of the IP. I mean, look at Elon Musk. If Elon Musk is part of a company, the stock price goes up.
Yep. We'll even look at two, you know, like luxury hotels, like the Four Seasons, right? Mm. Anytime you stay at one of them,
yes,
the user experience, it's unlike any other place, right? And so it's like, it's a place you want to keep coming back to, because there, you know, it's just a level of comfort and service and dependability that they're known for.
And you can't copy.
Yes, you can't, you cannot recreate the experience that you get there.
And if you did, then people would go there and they couldn't, the price point wouldn't be there. Like, you're right. Exactly right.
Yeah. It's this experience, right? And it's this, through that experience, they've created this unique IP and this unique brand recognition, where that name and that brand is associated with a type of experience that you're not going to get at the Marriott, right? And so it's kind of that level of recognition, but also that emotional connection to the intellectual property too.
This is amazing. I got to show you this here. You're hitting it. Disney is known for so many, like, you can't copy Disney, right?
Right.
But guess what? Some of the Cedarville students are going to the University of Disney, which is their training program. And it teaches them how they develop that IP that's known of, like, the Disney experience, right?
Oh, I love this. Yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. Like, Disney created the IP, like hospitality. It's so amazing that corporations and college students go to Disney University to learn how to use their IP. That's a licensing of IP.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's amazing. All right, so folks, here's the point. We're landing the plane. If you separate idea protection from the idea creation process, you're going to lose influence, impact, and income. But if you link idea creation to idea protection, you're going to be able to monetize much faster. You got to shorten the gap. If not, you're a liability in today's world. And if you need help, Wigan and Dana, check them out. Instant IP, use it. Protect your first idea free, instantip.app. And we can't wait to hear more about your ideas and how you're protecting them and leveraging them. And folks, give the podcast a rating and review. It helps us get the message out. If you know somebody who would benefit, a small business, a big business, if they would benefit from learning about this, share the episode with them. Take care.